Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Just walk away. Cut ties. If you ain't happy, just cut ties.
But do you know how hard it is to start over?
Listen. If it's so hard to start over,
it's easy to find somebody to fuck. It's hard to just start over. That emotional part.
You train your woman and you ain't got to start over.
Okay, how many?
If she care about you, she going to change.
Well, give me notes. How many of your women you train? I need some notes there. Give me some notes.
You're missing the whole point. What I'm saying is, if the situation is that bad, rather than go out and cheat or find you something on the side and all that bullshit, just get out of the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Because when she find out you're cheating, she gonna be hurt. If you care about her, you don't want to hurt her.
Okay, so is it cheating if I'm going to just paying for it then? If I'm going to give me an escort once a week, is that cheating?
Yeah, it's still cheating, man.
Yeah, brother. I mean, I'm going to categorize it as cheating. I'm sorry. I mean, hold on. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello. Who might this be?
Hello. This is Selena.
Oh, shit. You got the number. Goddamn. You're fucking up,
huh? Shut up.
What's good, man?
Not much. Listening, you know me.
All right, well, you done pressed one, so I know you got something you want to say.
And you said, should they have a right to go elsewhere? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm saying if he or she not putting it down right, I mean, you know, do you feel like, okay, well, since they ain't doing it right, I'm going to go someplace or to someone who is?
Like Father Time said, if you just be honest and say, yeah, that's what you're going to do, because there's too much shit out here to just be like, oh, she ain't putting it down. I'm finna go here.
Girl, don't say me on that.
Exactly.
You better shut your
ass. Oh, we got baby legs in the background.
Don't do that.
I hear baby legs in the background.
That's why I said you get you an escort.
Hey, boy, don't start
all
that.
You know they train.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, don't know what gift pops up. You come between our relationship. I'm trying to get
up. Shut your ass up. Hello. You stupid.
Ain't nobody tell her to call. Why you trying to get some, nigga?
You better shut up. I said, ain't nobody tell her to call. Shut up.
Hey, you nigga, don't fall up.
Hold on.
Need to put the baby in the room with her. Fuck you. You gon' be in here. Well, y'all is crazy.
Well, what about you, man? What do you do?
Hello.
Okay, mm-hmm. Selena. Now, let's get back to it.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you feel like you talk to the person?
Yeah, you should talk to them. And if you talk to them and you still ain't getting no leeway, if you feel like you're going to go out, just go out. But be honest with the person and let them know. Because there's like so much shit out there you can catch. And just keep being honest makes a big difference.
Very, very true.
I can respect that. Got another caller calling in. Caller, what's
that? Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
What's cracking? Who is this?
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name T.
T?
Yep.
Okay, what's good, T?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just calling to make a comment on the topic. No, I don't think you should do it. Excuse me.
You got a lot of feedback.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You good?
Yeah, I don't think that you should just necessarily go out and get it somewhere else. I mean, you can always teach that person how you want to be pleased if you up for learning.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. I ain't disagreeing with you.
Now, what if a guy do that to you, though? What do you do? I mean, as far as a woman go, how do you take that when a man comes to you and say, "Hey, look, you ain't doing it for me. I think we should try this." How do you take that as a woman? I mean, are you feeling?
I mean, it depends on how you feeling about the guy. I mean, if you love him, then you willing to learn. It goes both ways. If you're not satisfied, surely enough there's a woman out there that can and will. So you got to be willing to, you know, to put in that work.
Okay, okay. Now, P, let me ask you, baby. I mean, I know it, you know, me being a man, we got pride, you know, so if you came to me and said, "You ain't putting it down right in the bed," yeah, my feelings would be hurt. And I guess, I mean, but as a woman, I mean, and I'm just asking, do y'all take that as like, you know, would that be hurtful to you if I came to you like, "Damn, T, you know, you just ain't doing it for me right about now." I mean,
well,
as
a mature woman, maybe when I was a little girl, yes, it would. But as a mature woman, I could respect that because you letting me know where I'm slipping at. And, you know, as a man, I don't even have to come out and tell you that you're not pleasing me. I can guide you into showing you how to please me without opening my mouth to say
right,
that.
Hey.
Okay, T, don't take this personal, okay? Don't take this personal, but
don't bullshit me.
That shit don't hurt your feelings.
As a little girl, it may have, but as a grown woman, why should it hurt my feelings? If I'm asking you to be open and honest with me, when you do that, why should I not be able to take that?
Okay,
hold on,
I just want to ask. I'm going to let you get to your point, but now, please, let me put a scenario out here. Let's just say you on top, you riding dick hard. I mean, you feel like you throwing it. You like, "Yeah, I got this nigga now. I got it now." He like, "T, get your ass up. You ain't doing shit."
Okay, so what's your question? In that case, would I be hurt?
Yeah, can you take that?
Okay, hold on.
It depends.
Hold on, before you even answer that, hold on. Let me do something for you right quick. There you go. I gave you a drum roll.
I mean, it depends. You know, if I see that this relationship going somewhere that we may be in, yeah, it may hurt my feelings a little bit, but then I need to, like you said, step my game up, ask you, how can I please you then? If I'm not pleasing you now, how can I do it? Show me how to please you.
Okay.
That's the right answer.
I respect that answer. I respect what you just said. Now, I mean, I ain't going to lie and say I do have a hard time believing it, but I do respect that answer.
Yeah,
I mean, well, like I said, little girls may not want to hear the truth, but as you grow up, become a woman and mature, you can accept that, especially if you want somebody.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl, yo.
Okay, but
you know,
that's a big question. Can a man take that? Can a man take that, though?
Okay.
He's saying that he's not pleasing his woman.
Can a man do that?
Well,
okay,
a man probably can't accept you saying that. But if you in the midst of doing your thing and in her head she feeling this nigga think he getting off, he ain't doing shit, then that's my place. If you ain't putting it down, then I ain't getting pleased. And I want mine. So then it's my place to guide you into pleasing me. Don't do that. Do it right here. No, don't touch me. They'll touch me right here. You know, it's my... I should be showing you how to please me, especially if you a keeper. If you just, you know, a fuck nigga, then, you know, no, get your ass up and hit the door. But if you a keeper, then I want to show you there's something that's a learned behavior. You could be taught that. Not everybody like it the same way, so you could be taught to please me the way I want to be pleased. Your last bitch may like the rough and hard. I may not like that.
Hey, based off your answers, I got one question for you.
Yep.
All right, hold on. We'll give you 1 second.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Me and
it's
you.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
I forgot, this is your first time calling, so I can't get down with you like that. My bad. But I think I know who this is.
You probably do know who this is.
Okay. All right.
But you know me and you?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm like,
I know quite a few of y'all know who I am.
Well, I mean,
well,
I know
it's
you.
Mighty quiet.
I don't know.
Who are you?
What?
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
My name T.
Okay.
Oh, you know who this is, man.
Father Time knows who I am.
T, did you grow up in Idaho?
Did I what?
Did you grow up in Idaho?
My grandmother lived out there.
Are you married?
Yes, to someone from Idaho.
Of course. You know who that is, man.
Okay. Hey, okay, say no more. Okay, all right, I know who it is.
And we're 24 years strong, so you know I must be doing something right. Both of us must be doing something right.
See, hold on for a second. I thought you were somebody else. That's why I played that.
See,
so,
don't you be talking. You always supposed
to calm
think.
Down. So Ace to calm down and you like that. Ain't that type of part.
Right.
Tell him breathe, man. Breathe, man.
All right. Don't you ever
Thank
call that motherfucker show again.
Thank you for calling the show, too.
I like the topic. So I'm like, hey, I'm finna call in. This, you know, maybe maybe I could teach another young lady something.
You're a good example. How long y'all been married? How many years y'all got?
We have almost 11 years married and 24 years together.
Exactly.
That's a long time.
And y'all made it work. That's good.
Yeah, through everything.
That's good. Even though you never came to none of my parties, but it's okay. Ace always rolled through, but you was never there, but that's cool. You missed a couple of my
birthdays,
but I ain't
tripping.
Just my sister friend.
Whatever. You guys have a nice night. Huh?
Let me ask you. How do y'all make it work? Y'all got a lot of time here. How do y'all make it work?
And it's a give and take. You have to compromise. You have to make sacrifices. You have to make changes. You have to make better choices. I mean, it wasn't an easy. It ain't always been easy. You know, 24 years, you've been through a lot of shit in 24 years. But I mean, we grow together. Because before me and him started dating, we were friends.
Okay,
we hung out, played cards, kicked it. You know, we were friends. And it grew into a relationship.
Okay, I got a question. Is it true that first year, the first 3 years, the hardest of the married thing? Because they say marriage and boyfriend and girlfriend is different.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different.
So is that first 3 years different? I mean, is that first 3 years hard as they say it is?
Maybe for couples that ain't been together as long as we had. We was 13 years when we got married, so we was already kind of like, you know, living together.
So,
you know, we had moved out of town together, so, you know, we was just basically living a life without the paper.
Okay.
So, I wouldn't, I mean, it's trying even all the way around. Some days he can't stand my ass, some days I can't stand his ass. You know, it's still, we still had those times, you know, but you just got to be willing to put in the work. You got to be willing to put in the work. It's
I'm
easy to walk away and just say, forget it, bud.
Sometimes that's what you got to do, though.
Maybe sometimes if it's worth fighting for or worth putting in the work, you know,
okay.
I saw something in him. Obviously, he saw something in me, and we wanted to put in that time.
Okay. Well, check it out. We got somebody else online. We got our girl Janine on here. Janine, what's happening?
Hello. Hey, Janine.
What's the going on?
What's up, Janine?
Nothing much. Just listening.
Trying to see what y'all talking
about.
All right. Now, I guess the topic started off, you know, Father Time, when something about marriage come on, he get real emotional when he cares it off his left
feet. Fuck out of here.
The primary question was...
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
I keep trying to, but I keep seeing the girl. But anyway...
Anyway.
All right, tonight's topic. All right, now, if your man or your woman ain't doing it for you sexually, do you feel like that's reason for you to step out and go get it from someplace else?
Well, that has been my motto in the past.
Ooh.
Hey, that's true for it. All right, I agree with you.
Not to say that I was right for doing that, but...
Isn't it easy to just walk away, to just leave that person alone completely?
It is.
Sooner or later, you're going to get hurt. Somebody's going
to
get hurt.
It is when you get to that point when you're ready to walk away.
Well, somebody's going to get hurt, because if I see your ass with another... Hey, walking down the street holding hands with another motherfucker.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Hey, it's going to be a motherfucking problem.
We call up like on Cheetahs.
Oh, so you going to want to fight?
You said what?
You going to want to fight then.
Why should you
want to drink Ignite juice if you... not performing.
Well, you didn't tell me I wasn't performing. You just went out and got another date.
Now, are we talking about performing or you not giving it to me enough?
Performing.
I mean, he ain't performing. He ain't performing up to your standards.
No, I would tell you first. And, you know, it ain't like I would just go do it. I would actually talk to you about it first. I thought you were saying you're not giving it to me
Why
enough.
Why you just don't stop fucking them there?
What? That's depriving myself. I got to get something in.
I just thought about that. Just stop fucking them.
Man, because, you know, Wick's whole thing is this.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And throwing my whole belly in that shit.
Oh, he got you on that one, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
All right, but look, man, getting back on topic, I think you should just walk away. I think it's easier to just walk away from the whole situation rather than going out there, fuck around with somebody else. You fuck around and bring something home to her or whatever. Or you bring
something
home to
her. Yeah, but what was the emotions involved, though? you know, maybe emotionally she's giving you what you want, but sexually she's not. Do you just walk away from your emotions? I mean, yes,
no,
enough
that's
not,
where you kick in and teach your skin.
You do who?
That's when you kick in with them teaching skills.
Okay, well,
if you emotionally attached to this person, then, I mean, just because you, what if the next cock you run into ain't right?
Exactly.
Did you just
you
say
just gonna keep on dumping them because you ain't getting sex the way you want to?
I ain't running to no goddamn cocks.
T, did you just use the word cock?
Yes, I did.
She's a cock.
This is
serious,
girl. You say what you
want to
say on here. This is our show.
Hell no. Hey, man, if she wants to say cock, let her say cock. Hey, so
everybody know T going to say what T wants to anyway, so whether it was on the show or not, but, hey, that's what I use because some of these women these days, they probably had cocks. I mean, but seriously, though, if you emotionally attached to this person because you're not getting sex right, you just going to say, okay, you ain't putting it down sexually, I'm out.
Well, I think it's easier to do that than go out there and be fucking around with four or five different other people. It's a hell of a lot safer.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on before we finish it. We got Sunshine on the show, too, now. Sunshine, what's happening?
Sunshine,
hey,
with a Y.
Everybody.
Make sure you put that Y in there, man.
Okay, Sunshine, with a Y. What's good, baby?
Nothing. All right,
now we're trying to figure out, what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, he ain't pleasing you sexually. I mean, do you tell him, or, I mean, do you stray away? What do? You just sit there and take it?
I mean, it's not that easy. When you married, you just can't walk away like Father Time saying walk away. It's not that easy when you marry. And, I mean, sometimes I might not be on my game because, hell, I work 13-hour days, so shit, he might get it. It might not be what he wants, but
okay,
he'll
now,
get
wait
it.
Now, you said marriage. But before you even marry that person, I mean, 99% of the time, you've already slept with him, so you know how the sex is anyway. So why would you even marry somebody that ain't satisfying you? You know what I mean?
It's not... You don't. If that is a deal breaker for you, then you don't. But like I said, me and my husband both work, so it may be times when I'm not on my game because I'm tired as hell. It could be times when he ain't on his game because he's tired as hell. Now, if we both, you know, then had our little vacation or whatever, and then something still ain't right, then it's, you know, baby, that's not getting it for me. We need to do this. And I have done that.
Well, now, y'all know y'all talking to Father Time. Y'all know y'all talking to the man whose motto is this.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
So, that's his motto. So, y'all already know.
Oh, boy, you got guilty tonight, boy. God.
Walk away ain't shit to him. Okay,
that
I think we got a...
Oh, white guy.
Okay, all right,
man. Well, we
I'm
got
not...
somebody new to the show, man. I think this is LaFonda, man.
You know damn well I ain't new to the show. I just been
right,
out of
man.
Commission.
You ain't called in a while, so we thought you was new.
I've been out of commission. That's all it is. I got kicked in my head, and I had to go get an MRI.
God damn, it's
always so it is not my fault that my job is very dangerous.
God damn.
That resident kicked the shit out of me.
Okay, all right. You know what, we fuck it. Fuck
it.
Damn. Hi, LaFonda. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm always. I have a boyfriend.
You got
really?
A boyfriend.
I finally got a man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it took long enough. I finally got a man.
Okay, I'm at a loss for words with that one.
Dang!
I mean, you got kicked in the head and you found a boyfriend. I mean, I guess for every bad thing, a good thing happens.
Did he kick you in the head?
No.
like a caveman and kick you in the head and drag your ass home?
No. A resident
Everybody
got mad
ain't
at
like
me.
You.
A resident got mad because I was about to get her some medicine, and I told her I was about to give her some medicine, and she kicked me in my fucking head.
That old woman kicked me.
Kicked the shit out of her ass.
She kicked me hard as hell. She did me. She Michael Jackson my ass right in the head. Wait a minute. How the hell gas go from $2.99 to $2.29?
Don't complain. It's cheaper.
Right.
But for the simple fact that you got a man, we're going to give you a little standing ovation. Everybody be happy for the fun. She finally got her man.
It took long enough.
Now, LaFonda,
I'm going to
give you some advice. I'm going to give you some advice, LaFonda. Don't put his shit on the radio.
I'm not.
It ain't that same dude from the last show, right?
No.
See?
This dude is not in the music business at all. He's a photographer, and I had to cut that shit out.
Well, don't put my man shit in the street like you did, old boy.
If he was taking care of what he was supposed to take care of, he probably would have been my man, but he didn't.
Okay. Well, I already know what he's thinking every time he just to the show and he hear you on here.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
He told me I act like a straight nigga, and I like to tell him, no, I don't. He's like, you got some one time. I said, we didn't... Really? I said, you think
okay.
I got some, because I was not pleased.
Okay, LaFarge. All right, that's a nice topic.
I'm just saying.
It's a nice topic. Okay, so what about the new guy you got? This new guy you got, he said that you ain't pleasing him. Can you take that?
Yeah, I can, because if you tell me what I'm not pleasing you on, I could probably improve it. Now, if it's some stupid shit like... You ain't getting no asshole, then, honey, you might want to go, like, sag you somebody who's going to give up some asshole because that ain't me. I'm just saying.
Which takes me back to my other question, which takes me back to some earlier. You got to do what you got to do to keep your man, girl.
See, I'm still a virgin in that area. That's not fair to me, though. Somebody who has never done it before.
Somebody got to pop that cherry sooner or later.
It. That shit look like it hurts.
But you gonna be hurt though.
That shit look
gonna
like
be
it
hurt
hurts.
When he go out and find somebody else that's willing to do that with him.
Hey,
because
he wanted to have another baby. I told him to go get somebody else pregnant and come back to me too.
Wow.
I mean, I'm
so now you really
my tools
wow.
are
really
tattooed and burnt. I can't have no more kids. Ain't no way in hell I want to have any more kids.
Okay,
I mean,
but why don't you just tell him that with all that old go get another woman pregnant. Now he go out and go get another woman pregnant. First thing you're going to be doing is like, you dirty rotten motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think I'll ever take that girl advice and actually go do some shit like that. But I'm
but you
I
can't get
told him, like,
to
his face.
You can't get married to
like, being together, like, I didn't want to have any more kids. It's just, it's not for me. Being pregnant ain't for everybody, and it's not for me. I've been pregnant twice, and I had to marry my son, so you straight. I don't want to have any more kids. I got my two tacklers and birth. Most dudes be happy about that shit.
But you
like,
still
my
can't
girl
can't
have
that.
No more kids. Huh?
You can't tell him that. Because if he go out there and do it, you have nobody to blame but yourself because you told him to go do it.
I ain't thinking
you
about
told
it
him.
Way.
You
I
gave him
like,
permission to go fuck around.
That is kind of true.
You my dirty woman. You tired and up shit.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. You go out and tell me. Oh, go ahead. You go fuck somebody else. I'm going to have that music in my head.
Ha ha ha.
Hey, I'm going to make that slide. I'm going to be like I'm running for a motherfucking touchdown. All
right, look, man, let's all right, check this out, y'all. I put some spoken word on here tonight for y'all because it's ladies' night. I think y'all going to like this. Y'all got to listen to the words, though. It's pretty.
Here we go.
I love this motherfucker. Check it out, y'all.
Who is he?
Oh, yeah. I like this neo jazz. This is my ode to thickness. Yeah. She told me her name is Thickness. And as a child, she was despised. Kids were cruel and called her thunder thighs. In school, she was often ridiculed because of her voluptuous thighs. But now, she's full figure, fabulous and grown. Sexy, just a big bone. Everything on her body is 100% real. No need for fake breasts, butt pads, surgery, or silicone. She has the type of curves capable of causing a car to crash. Carries herself with confidence and class. Her body shaped like an extra large hourglass. Men have been known to catch whiplash while watching Thickness walk past. She's every man's dream, walks with extreme self-esteem. Curvy and confident because she's a big bone beauty queen. And she told me, Kyrie, thick women don't turn heads, we break necks. And she no longer has a complex about her size because she's come to realize that no mirror could reflect the beauty that's on the inside. Besides, a woman's worth is not determined by her dress size or the weight she sees on the scale. So she's come to realize that she's a beautiful, bodacious, curvaceous female who wears her weight well. And Thickness doesn't walk, she struts. And a full-figure feminine physique is what drives men nuts. And other women wonder how she attracts so many guys. It's in the arch of her back and the thickness of her thighs. And Thickness went on to tell me that skinny is for punk. I replied, ain't no punk here, because I love a woman with some junk in the trunk and a big round derriere. Then Thickness told me, once you go thick, you never go back to a stick. And I said, I know that's right, because a thick chick can get it real quick. And besides, only a dog wants a bone. And woman, your thickness stimulates my testosterone. And I don't care about those malnourished models that you see on music videos and TV shows, because all those size zeros and super skinny chicks need to sit down and eat a sandwich. Thickness, I love the fact that your size doesn't determine your worth. You are the mother of the earth, and I could care less about your girth. Because you are luscious, rubenesque, overflowing with sexy abundance and bountifully blessed. And I can't lie, you look so sexy in that degree summer dress. Thickness, you're so curvy, confident, and chic. And I love the sexy feminine fashion that you purchase from the plus size boutique. And so what if you ain't petite? Thickness, I love your beloved with physique. See, God designed you to be unique. So go ahead and smile in the face of those who used to criticize about how fat you were. Because now you're well-proportioned, soft, voluptuous, and spectacular. And I love the fact that you won't let society change your size. Because your thick hips and thighs make my manhood rise. See, I love to watch Thickness dancing. She's not a brick house, she's a mansion. Her measurements are 38, 28, 40-something. That makes for a long night of happy humping. See, Thickness realizes that sexy is a mind state, and her beauty isn't determined by the width of her waist. So when we go on a date, she doesn't hesitate to eat everything on the plate. And if she wants to lose some weight, I tell her she won't need a dietitian, because I guarantee that she'll lose 5 pounds after we go 5 rounds in the kitchen. Yeah, Thickness. Shout out to all the thick women in the world, all the women in Atlanta with curve appeal. Dirty South, New Orleans, Florida, Texas. All the sexy Southern women. All the women on the East Coast, New York, Jersey. Be more. D.C., I see you. And I can't forget my own city. Oakland, California. West Coast. Yeah, we got Thickness out here. And ain't all Hollywood. This Kyrie, y'all. Your favorite poet has returned. Loving all the thick women. Ain't no loving like a big girl loving. Yeah.
Now y'all tell me, who was it? My man was flowing.
You tell him, Tyrese. Ain't nothing like a big woman. God damn it.
My man was flowing.
No, he didn't say a big
woman. I like this neo jazz. This is my old statistic.
You gotta listen to that again?
No. Of course you didn't like it.
I need to tell you, you look good.
shit.
Y'all ain't not have to hit that damn button.
I'm just saying, if you got dressed up in something, you know what I'm saying, you say you get ready to go out, and you like, what? Maybe how I look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, you look good. You know what I'm saying? But every time I advise, as soon as I finish fucking you, you like, was the pussy good? Was the pussy good?
Answer that question.
Shit, I know
some. See, I wouldn't be asking you that. You would be telling me, so I don't, I guess.
I know somebody that would.
I ain't come up in the city and ask.
I don't know female that would ask that question. That sounds
like
something a nigga would ask. Was it good?
How was it really?
But now, hold on. Let me set
something
straight. Sunshine.
What?
The conversation was between my man and
LaFonda.
Okay?
Quit talking
to your cool ass nigga.
See, there right, you go. I try to be good, then you fuck with me.
I'm gonna tell you, man. The next time, I'm not bullshit. The next time, motherfucker act like that towards me, I'm gonna keep looking at the TV. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna turn to a channel where I know it's like where it's some women on, and when she asks me, I don't know, this is what I'm gonna tell her.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Are you serious? You is not trapped like that.
Watch me.
But it's true.
Why would a female have to ask what the pussy good unless she know her shit just garbage and maybe it's some thirsty ass nigga out there that's gonna tell her pussy good.
Hell, baby, why do a female do a lot of things but they do it anyway?
Hold up. When is just $2.99 out here? Okay,
damn.
I know I went crazy.
Tell us about your gas one more goddamn time.
I'm not talking to y'all, though. I was talking to my boyfriend.
Well, press the goddamn mute button. I am so tired of hearing about your gas and that dude in the background. And goddamn.
But that's, and there we go.
Hey, I would think y'all would treat me better since I ain't called in a couple of weeks.
You know, we just play what you wanted.
You done called in, the first thing you done did is got to hollering about. Never mind.
With no gas, $2.99.
Right, go get your gas. Go put your gas, baby.
$2.99 gas.
Shit, you ain't no $2.99 no more. It's $3.29.
God, that's fucked up.
Is your boyfriend with you?
Yeah, put him on the phone. Yeah, put him on the phone.
Why am I putting him on the phone?
Who be hollering?
We want to know the motherfucker that loves you.
Okay, but you have a radio for the night.
Oh,
that nigga like, I ain't getting no motherfucking phone.
No, that's what I'm going for.
Fuck that shit. Put me on spot.
Bro, I don't need nobody to know who the fuck I am. Fuck with your crazy ass.
I was
going
to say, I am not that crazy. I'm just a little bit off.
Girl, I'm glad you admitted that.
My ass is not crazy.
He even called me crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I was just crazy to say that. God damn it, father.
What? How did I do nothing?
The first step is to admit that you are.
I said
it's okay.
I might be a little off, but I'm not crazy.
Nah, you gotta just say you're crazy. All right, it's okay. It's okay. Just a minute.
Hey, Tom.
Your boy's gonna be like this on the dog.
I kicked a country ass to the curb.
You gonna call a show and say, I kicked a country ass to the curb.
Hey,
I ain't not that country either.
Hey, he's sitting down on the passenger side. I know what he's thinking. I know exactly what he's thinking.
Sorry, cousin, this country life's too much for you. I'll have to take you back to the city.
Y'all know y'all wrong as hell for that one.
I'm only thinking right now, God damn, what the fuck I got myself into?
Right.
He's not thinking that. He got himself into
That's
a
exactly
movie.
What he said.
Really?
Like, who the fuck introduced me to her? God, why that motherfucker ass?
Hey, he owed that slap.
To her, and they were talking about you. They said that they was like the first step to admitting that you have a problem is that you smell a problem. What? Whatever. No, I don't.
I bet he was slapping the laptop. Yeah, right.
Hello,
I'm saying, he
hello, she crazy.
Yo.
I don't know how I got myself in this situation. I don't know how I got myself in this situation, but this motherfucker crazy.
What?
I'm scared to leave. I'm scared to leave because I'm scared this motherfucker going to do something to me.
That ain't me, bro.
I sleep a wide open because this motherfucker's crazy.
Good luck with that,
no,
bro.
Hey, all I need y'all to do is pray for me, okay? Pray for me and cover me in the spirit because this motherfucker's ill.
Whatever.
I've been praying for you since
you
got a boyfriend. I've been praying for you.
Y'all could have warned the motherfucker or something. Send a PSA or something. This
motherfucker's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, you should have called the show.
You should have called the show.
I should have heard when it said Lucy had something. She was the devil. I knew it had something to do with her ass. She the damn devil. I ain't never seen a devil this damn black. She devil. She mad as hell. She devil.
She the best devil that black.
You know what it is? Talk about me like y'all a lost out match. Hello.
He said I ain't never seen the devil this black.
He did. I am not that damn dark. Just so you know, he's darker than me.
Wow. All right, man. Let's get back on topic, man.
Yeah.
All right, we talking about insecure women. That's the topic.
That was not the topic.
I mean, we got men just like that too, man. You got men to be like, hey, Jay, they're not fucking the shit out you. I mean, you got men to do it too, man.
Right, I mean, if you got to ask a female that after y'all just got done doing what you was doing, then you wasn't doing what you should have been doing.
Yeah,
you probably done got up a couple of times, like, so how was it? I mean, you know, in my younger days, I might have asked that question. It wasn't because of no insecure purposes, but, you know, just to get a little validation back then, but I mean, I think it's time you grow out of that. Now, if you still 30, 40 years old, talking about, so how was it? You know, yeah, you got a problem.
All right, hold on, man. We got a new caller to the show. Sunshine, we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? My name is Tony, and I just wanted to comment on that about an insecure woman. Usually it's because a man made her that way.
Oh,
not all the time. No, don't say that one. You can't use that one.
The thing is, we be out with our men, and y'all heads be turning, and you be like, oh, baby, it's just because she looks like it don't mean I don't like her. I mean, I don't like you. I don't want to be with you. But y'all be looking at their butts and their chest and everything else. And then you start looking at yourself thinking, well, hell, what's wrong with me that he even got to look that way?
That's if you got to question yourself like that, maybe you insecure yourself already.
No, it's real, though. It's not all women are running around confident and all this and that. That's just being real. You don't always feel that you're at your best or that you're the prettiest or anything like that. I'm very secure. That's why I can admit at some time I don't always feel like I'm the prettiest. And there are pretty women, prettier women than me who walk by.
Too.
Right, but I'm just saying those are the type of things that make women feel insecure. And especially when you, there's things that Bonkisha will do for your man that you won't do. And they'll find Bonkisha.
There's
always a woman.
What you won't do for your man, Bonkisha will. That's all.
Okay, now.
Bonkisha will do it, and they will find Bonkisha to do it. And that's all I'm saying. If men, you know, you got to be a strong woman to not, you know, to know who you are, know what you know you're about. Just because you're 200-300 pounds don't mean you're ugly or anything like that. But you do see other women who are keep themselves well kept. They walk by, smell good, and you know, as a woman, you look too. You'd be like, well, damn, she looks nice today. Well, your man does that too. And that's why sometimes you do feel a little insecure. Well, damn, he's turning his head toward her.
She needs to step her game up. That's all I mean.
But love is love. Why do I need to step my game up if you're my man and you love me, as long as I'm doing what I need to do? I mean, you know.
Okay, and with what you just saying, that shouldn't make you feel, you shouldn't feel insecure. Just, with what you just said, if you know he loves you. If you know he loves you, then that insecurity shouldn't even be there. Because I would prefer that my man is looking at another woman over looking at another man.
Well, amen to that, girl. You ain't lying there. I'm just saying, though, after you, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship, you start to look at yourself like, okay, well, is he getting a little tired, you know, just like we look at him, you know?
Now, hold on, Tony, hold on. I mean,
hey, that's a group, Tony.
You just said, shut your ass up. You just said that, you know, you even looked at that girl like, damn, she's nice. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
I can admit
okay,
that, yeah.
Now, with that being said, if you see, if me and you together, and you see me look at something, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I looked at her like, damn, okay. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, just maybe. And I think to the point now that we old enough to say, well, all right, if, let's just say she had deep heels on, and them heels was doing it. The heels
right.
was doing it for.
Right.
Won't you go out and get you a pair of them? If you seen that, I was like, damn, she looks good in them heels. Go get you a pair.
Okay, but what if I can't walk in them heels, but I look just as neat? I may not have my thong on and don't feel like putting my thongs and heels and fake hair and can't walk in heels. You know, why would you disrespect me and look when we're together?
Then you don't need to be with
him.
Sometimes we slip. We don't try to. It happens.
You slip.
Oh. We slip. It's called a slip, especially if we with the one we love.
Right, but the slip kind of hurts because you look back and you think, well, damn, he caught her. She caught his attention.
But I know that he loves me.
What you gonna do about it? You gonna get mad? You gonna get mad, or you gonna go put some of them heels on?
Most.
Now, if you put them heels on, you don't have to walk that far.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead.
So,
next time I'm out tapping, I may not have no heels,
Bathroom bed, put them heels off. Or just keep them on.
And lay your ass down. Lay your ass down.
You don't have to walk that far. You act like you got to walk across the street or something.
See?
I'm pretty sure you can
learn
how to walk from the bathroom to the bed.
That's where the insecurity comes, because now I got to put heels on to turn your head.
You don't have
to
do it every night.
Hold on, everybody, hold on for a second. Everybody, hold on for a second. All right, Tony.
Yes.
This is from me to you, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yes,
okay,
I
listen,
am.
Baby.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
There you go, some
listening. Because I see you got some insecure things going on. So, you know, that's
all
right. I'm saying.
That's all right. I'm just saying I love y'all too. But it's just that's the type of stuff that make women insecure. It hurts. And then you think, well, man, is he comparing me to her? You know, and now I'm feeling like, okay, if I don't put no heels on, then, you know, is he losing interest? And the longer the relationship is, the more your man is likely to wander. He may not fall in love, but he's going to go get some.
Tony, Tony, baby, you listening?
Yeah.
You like to talk, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I know how it is when I'm riding with my man and we rolling down the street having a good time doing whatever. And all of a sudden this hooker hoe walks past and he looks at her and now I'm supposed to not be an attitude? Not be mad?
Okay.
You ruined the attitude. You could have did that when you got with your homies. Why you want to wait until you got with me? You know, that is just awful.
That damn hooker hoe?
You only supposed to be mad if he didn't let you look too.
When we first met, we used to be with crack.
We play a role.
See, y'all are right. Y'all
I mean,
are right.
Like, you gotta realize that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look at other men. We look at other women. I mean, it's not nothing that's just going.
I think we look at men in a different way. We ain't going to be with our man and get to turning. I'm not. And turning my head and looking back because you don't know. You might turn around and catch a slap. You don't know. Men react different to things. You guys can't handle it. You know? Hey, y'all are really jealous. Y'all talk about jealous. Y'all, man. We can't even do that. We got to look from a distance.
Hey, bitch, come here. That's your motherfucking man. Come here.
Let me catch you talking to another motherfucker or looking at another motherfucker.
No, you just justified y'all looking at a woman. But look how you see. Y'all can't handle it. So we got to look at the down low.
Nah, Tony. That's not what he's going to say, Tony.
And
a
down low doesn't mean the TV set.
I know him and Wick. Now I'm gonna tell you personally, I know what Father Time gonna be thinking. I'm pretty sure.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
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 You won't be looking at no other motherfucker while I'm standing there watching you look at this motherfucker. They doing all that talking. all that talking. But you know when they get around their man, this is exactly what they do. That's what they're saying, dog.
I am around man, and I'm still talking this shit. I'm just saying.
LaFonda, be quiet.
How are we supposed to getting called out, though?
All right, y'all done made Tony hang up. Y'all done talked about how Tony done hung up on us. God damn.
We got new callers to the show, man. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Lilo?
We're good. My bad, I'm late. I was sitting at the bar and lost track of time.
Oh, shit. You just missed the doozy, too. You just missed Tony. She mad in the motherfucker because I'm dead. You looking at other
motherfuckers. Oh, shit.
Thank you.
I mean, but let me ask y'all a question, though. Does it really matter if you look at another woman as long as you're going home with you? It shouldn't matter.
Wait, can I tell y'all a situation that I was in before?
Yes, you can.
Okay, me and my husband went to, what's the name of that club downtown? Shit, whatever, but it was some girls on the stage, and they was naked, but they had body paint on.
What's the name of this club?
I don't remember the club. It's downtown.
You can't tell me the story. You got naked women on the stage. I need to know the name of the club.
I'm on, next time you come to G, we're going to take you now, man. God damn.
Nah, that was here. That's been since I've been up here in the soda. So, but anyway. I'm not tripping.
Naked women without glass?
Yes.
Without glass stuff?
Yeah. It was somebody's little concert or something. I don't remember. But anyway, So he's standing there staring at the females, and he was like, baby, they naked? And I was like, I guess. I said, it don't look like it. I said, it looked like they got on some real thin material like what I got on. And he was like, no, I think they naked. I think they naked. I was like, oh, okay. So I left it alone. Didn't bother me that he was looking. The part that pissed me off was he just kept going, baby. For real, though, go up there and look. I said, I don't give a fuck what them bitches got on because you quit. Don't do that. Because at that point, it pissed me off. I'm not saying nothing to you. You staring, that's cool. But don't keep, you know, bringing it up like, well, baby, no, for real, look. You know I don't get down like that. So don't keep telling me to stare at no naked ass bitch.
He was trying to give you a hint. He didn't want me naked in the club.
No, he was telling you to go get some paint. He don't like stuff like that. Maybe he was just amazed. That was the whole thing.
Sunshine, baby, let me tell you something, man. And Believe this to be true. I don't give a damn what man say that he ain't into it. The bottom line is the man telling you he ain't into it because he know ain't no chance in hell he going to get it. Now, I'm not saying that you will one because you made it very clear. You made it abundantly clear. That's probably why he keeps saying that. But I guarantee if you ever did just decide to say, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go balls out. He walk in that room, and you and another woman in that room, and you say, you got to join us? I guarantee motherfucking to you. I'm going to bet you a dime to a dollar. He ain't kicking that bitch out.
Yes, he will, and I'm going to tell you why. He considers that cheating. He has a big hang-up on cheating. That's the least of my worries with him. I mean, we talking about somebody that his sister was cheating on her husband, and he told on her. So,
damn.
Yeah, he's not.
Damn, he's on his own sister.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I thought blood was thicker than water.
All day long.
He got a mental block.
but I'm telling you, though, if you go buy you some of that paint, put that shit on, cut the lights down low, you'll go for that shit.
Glow in the dark.
You'll go for that shit.
See, he already told me there's something wrong with me, so I don't need to be adding no extra shit into the mix.
What the fuck you mean? Hold on now. Look, I ain't the one to be if nobody did it. But what the hell you mean? It's something wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with living out sexual fantasies. There's nothing wrong with that. What man says this?
That's sunshine, man. Consider the source.
I mean, I'm not understanding that. I mean, because I'm going to tell you, if I walk in the door and you're butt naked, another girl in there, my only hang up, if you're talking about I can't join, then that's when this bitch finna get put in a wrestling move. Then I'm finna choke this bitch. Other than that, no, there's no reason
to be
like
that.
Hey, I mean,
for me, dude, it ain't even got to be another woman. If she got that motherfucking paint on, I'd have been to a club, and it do look like they butt-ass naked with that paint on. I don't know if they got clothes on up underneath that shit.
No, that's all shit as hell. I'm glad you cleared that up, man, because you talking about it ain't even got to be another woman. I'm glad you kept going. I'm glad you didn't pause.
I'm saying, man, if she got that paint all over her body, that, you know, that glow-in-the-dark paint and shit, man, fuck that. That's all I'm saying. Try that shit, Sunshine. Try it.
How you know I ain't tried it already.
Girl.
I know.
And he didn't like it?
He said I'm too freaky. So
too freaky.
Yeah.
That's an oxymoron. That don't make no sense. Too freaky?
Yep.
I ain't never heard of that.
Is that even
can you even make that a word?
For a man to say a woman is too freaky, can you even say that?
I mean,
just give me a story.
Give me a story.
Yeah,
Just give me an example.
Wait a minute, hold on. Before she do, next time, I'm going to tell you, you get the wildest outfit, you do the wildest shit you possibly can, you can have it all set up. He walk in that room, and he say something, this is what you tell him.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Get your ass in that bed. I guarantee you won't have no more problems out of them.
Hey, I want to hear an example, though. Give me an example of too freaky.
Okay. One day he came in from work, and my kids was gone. So I attacked him as soon as he came through the door. I had on my little red little nighty thing and some red thigh-high boots and... You know, he kind of pushed me back. He was like, what the hell wrong with your freaky ass? So, I mean.
That nigga too freaky.
Yeah, he said that was too freaky. Because I stripped him out of his clothes as soon as he came through the door. So.
Tell him, Wick, well, you know what Wick would have told you.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
I just never get old.
Damn sure wouldn't be you was too freaky.
Hell no.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Because this was something that happened today. Okay. He always grabbing on me, smacking me on my ass, grabbing on my titties, right? So, I grabbed his ass. But he said, I'm not supposed to grab his ass. I said, why not? He said he felt violated.
Nah, you don't touch the booty. Booty off limits.
Wait a minute, let me explain.
Nah, baby, you do anything in the front, you don't fuck with that back.
I grabbed it. I wasn't trying to put my finger in his ass. That's nasty. I just grabbed it and I smacked him on his ass.
Okay,
but I told him I should be able to grope him and molest him as much as I want to. We married.
Yeah, you can do anything you want to in the front.
No, dude, you're missing a point.
I understand what you're saying sometimes, and I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
No, accident happened. What if she would have smacked him in the ass and I threw him one in his booty? No, accident happened.
That's a freak accident.
You know, that's why everything, to make sure them accidents don't happen, anything open in the front, the back is open.
We had old clothes.
Yeah,
y'all know how Wick is. Wick
got
to talk about ban the wire, ban the wire.
I got something for Wick. I got something for this motherfucker. Hey, Wick. What up? You listening, man? I'm listening.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, shit. Say it again. Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
My bad, Pink.
Oh, yeah,
I understand what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Because that should go both ways.
Right. I let him do whatever he touch me, grab me, grope me, throw me down, do what you do. Do that because we married. You supposed to.
Right, it keeps the marriage spicy too, for one.
Exactly.
If you ain't grabbing his balls to the point where his stomach hurt, then you should be there ain't no problem.
Right. That's a little too harsh.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to mess up nothing down there because I want all of that. So it's not gonna. Yeah. It's good.
I don't know.
Touches.
Well, you know, the girl earlier said, you know, you could teach him. Maybe you need to teach him. That's cool. You know, baby, we can play like this. It's okay. You know, you don't have to take
it
so personal. Serious.
I guess I'd be like you, Father Time, and get a rape case because I'm going to do it regardless. If he say no, I don't give a damn. I got a ring on my finger to say I can. So...
How you gonna call me a rapist on the radio? You just called me a rapist on the motherfucking radio.
I did not say that.
You just called me a rapist. You just said I'm gonna catch a rape case like you.
Now look, you know you always talking about choking somebody out. When y'all was talking about going into the little club that Janine be going to, you said you just gonna ease your way up in there, whether she wants you to or not.
From the bottom of my heart, sweetheart.
And kiss my ass.
You would like that too.
Just call me a rapist on the radio. I got a reputation, woman. I ain't no rapist.
We know. We know.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
That was hilarious.
Trouble.
If anybody else, if they didn't listen to the show, y'all, they could go back and listen to the archives, goddammit. They will know. So it ain't no secret. You done brought that on yourself. So don't get mad at me because I didn't say you did, but you made references to going that route. That was something you said yourself.
I'm not dying, bitch.
It's a
celebration, bitch.
Now, the fact it was just a couple of weeks ago, so if y'all listen and y'all want to know what I'm referring to, go back to the archives for a couple of weeks ago.
Look, we know you got a memory like a goddamn elephant. You ain't got to be telling everybody. You don't forget shit. I know your girl's going to be like, yeah, he got to write down his lies fucking with you.
He can't tell no lies fucking with me.
She like, goddamn, what did I say 3 years ago? Let me think. Because she don't forget shit.
You damn right.
Oh, I kiss my
You my girl though, I love when you call because we have a good time.
Boy.
Oh, I love that picture too, by the way. Love that picture with the cross. Nice picture. I gotta give you a pop.
Yeah, I gotta take that one down.
No, leave that up. That picture's sexy as hell.
Oh, my God. He said it's just going to be a rapist over the radio. And a fucked up part is at that point that he bit and he kissed my hand. Oh,
you know, man,
boy.
Sometimes, man, she just say shit, man. She just be saying shit, man.
Well, okay, now,
I'm
not gonna say nothing.
I'm gonna
sit here and be quiet.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, you forget some of that shit I be saying. You ain't got to remember everything.
I mean, it's not just something you just said. I remember some shit that Witness said, too, but I'm trying to be good. I wasn't gonna sing on.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's get the focus on somebody else. Let's hear it. What did he say?
Well, I mean, when he was talking about stay away from the ass, but I remember one time we was talking about porno and he was talking about he was a fluffer or some shit. What?
Wow.
What? Y'all don't remember him saying that. What?
If you remember it, I'm pretty sure it's true. I'm 99% that it's true, because you don't forget your shit.
But I think he was a little tipsy because he said he didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I remember the show.
But that was after the fact.
Wow.
I didn't call him nothing. He said that.
You a fluffer dog?
What the fuck is a fluffer? That's what he said.
And you about to prove this one to me. We can go back on them archives on this one. Unlike Father Time,
was a
I'm not
long
gonna punk out.
Though.
Unlike Father Time, I'm not gonna punk out.
I don't even know what the fuck is a proper here. You can say I want to fuck midgets.
You can say I want to fuck goddamn in the grocery store in the goddamn fruit aisle, but I don't know what the fuck is a proper here. Somebody tell me what a fluffer is.
A fluffer is the person. It gets the porn stars ready so the, well, you suck the dude off so the dude will last longer in a porn video.
We're going to have to prove this one.
We got to prove this one. Like Father Time, I ain't bagging down.
Let's go through the archives.
You got to prove this one to me. I'm not going on the word on that one. That's your rabbit ass mind. You got to prove this one to me. We could do it next week, next Wednesday. God damn it, but I'm not going, hell no, you ain't going to get me no man up on no shit. Hell no. You have to prove that one to me. We're going to find out. You have to prove that one. Hold on, man. Everybody, hold on for a second. Now, Janine is faithful. Janine called just about every goddamn show except when she was in school. Janine, do you remember this conversation?
No, I don't remember.
All right, Wick, you got a shot then, man.
I know I got a shot. You got to prove this shit.
You remember the conversation, dog?
I don't know.
You remember the conversation?
That's why you don't call the show while you drunk.
Yeah, I remember exactly what you're talking about.
Did he say it?
Look.
You know what, man? It was a joke that I slipped in on him. He didn't realize I said it, and he agreed to
right.
it. It was a joke, man. It was just a joke. Didn't realize what I said. That's all, man.
There you go, dog.
You
can't take this shit personal, man.
Sorry, I wasn't taking it personal, goddamn it. I just wanted to prove the case.
It fell behind her.
That's
well,
a couple
I mean,
of her, man, because she don't forget shit.
You got a car that fell behind the bed.
She remember what a motherfucker said in 1983.
Oh no, she sounded like she wasn't the witnesses there. The story be all twisted.
She got a good ass fucking memory, man. She don't forget shit, and she reminds me
all the
time.
I ain't finna be no witness for shit. I don't fuck with the popo like that.
Oh man, y'all.
So look at that, man. She done called you a fluff and called me a rapist.
Oh my God! See now you starting shit.
You did call me a racist. Shit. Wait
I didn't call him no fluffer. I said I remember a time when he agreed to that.
No. Wait, no. Let me ask you a question. If this was the first time you ever called this show, would you think I was different from what she said?
Based off of what she
case.
Said, yeah.
I rest my case. I'm about to take this shit out of the archives. I'm gonna edit this motherfucking show. Boy, it get recorded.
Always messing with Wick and Father Time. Don't nobody fuck with Cass.
Oh,
the shit
that's
he
the
say.
First
he
time
always,
I ever said something
he
to you, Wick.
He politically right, and Father Time always throwing me in the mix. Don't throw me in the goddamn fire with you. Goddamn, go down by yourself, Cap.
Your car fell behind your bed from your daddy.
Hey, then why would you just
your Christmas card fell behind your bed from your dad.
Goddamn, because we're going to go down all together. He put me in it for fucking. I'm going to put you in it, too.
See, that's why I don't do no crimes with you motherfuckers. You see, that's my whole thing. Exactly why I wouldn't do a crime with you motherfuckers.
They wait until we
stick home. You see that shit way low? I ain't did shit. And look, first thing he do was throw me up under the bus. Why you didn't say nothing to Cass?
You been fucking with me too all night.
I ain't said nothing to you.
Well, no, I take that back. That's
baby.
The second time I'd have said something to you.
I'm messing with you, honey.
The first time was about your baby.
I basically was fucking with Father Time because he threw me under the bus. So you can say something about
next
me.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah?
Point taken. That's when I hear some talking. Point taken.
I got one more for you, man.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
Go ahead, y'all gonna mute me. Go ahead.
We coming down to the end of the show, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. Yesterday we went over and they cut us off.
They cut y'all off real early yesterday.
Yeah, so I guess this day we're saying you motherfuckers ain't finna keep going over on us.
It was like
10:02.
It was like click.
Then we're gonna start off with Fluffy. I mean, Wick. You ain't last word.
Fuck you, Cass. Great show. And enjoyed it. Holla at y'all next week.
Oh boy. All right, Fluffer. Halo, what's up, dog?
Y'all crazy as hell, man. Waylo, who's your boy here to y'all day, Sin City.
That's Bruce.com. I mean, Father Time Cast. I'm out.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, boy. That's that.
Oh, hell no. We should have knew that right away.
You got any last words? Any last
words, baby? I enjoyed the show. I just like to fuck with Father Tag because he be fucking with me on the low.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Janae, what's up, baby?
Good show. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, Alton Coleman, you got any last words?
Dad, that motherfucker called me Alton Coleman. I ain't even got shit else to say after some shit like that, man. Alton Coleman. Damn, man. Man, send it to Dr. Cruz, man. Straight up. All
right.
Call me, I'm a rapist. Now I'm a serial killer on top of that.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, y'all motherfuckers, y'all made this show what it was tonight, man. Shout out to all y'all. SinCity.Spruce.com, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, man, so we can get this motherfucker on the cracker. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.
Peace.
Damn. Fluffy.